And now we're going to return, and we've got that story for you about USC's grand opening of the new Wallace Annenberg building from Sarah Zahidi.
The sound of the Trojan marching band means there's a big event on campus. Today, an estimated 700 guests came to inaugurate the new Wallace Annenberg Hall in the heart of University Park. The building has been in the making for 4 years as a response to the new digital age. Annenberg Dean Ernest Wilson gathered input from students, faculty, and staff alike on how to design a collaborative workspace.
They saw the need for 21st century spaces that are not containers, but are connectors, that are places of innovation, not places of inhibition.
The five-story building has 23 classrooms, 91 workstations, and a 20,000-square-foot media center with new TV and radio studios. USC President Max Nikias noted this new collaborative space equips students with the technology and skills they need to become capable journalists and communicators.
Today, as we embrace the birth of a revolutionary building dedicated to advancing the fields of communication and journalism, we also embrace a philanthropist dedicated to advancing the lives of our students.
One former student is Alex Witt, now an MSNBC host. She said with the new building, there's no way students won't be competitive in the job market by the time they graduate.
Give me the interns from USC, because I'm telling you something, come to me, you're hired. That's it. After this.
The major donor who made this building possible is Wallace Annenberg. She urged students to be as innovative as they can with their work.
We're depending on you, and personally, I can't think of a more worthy investment.
And with that, the speakers cut the ribbon open to Wallace Annenberg Hall. The crowd then excitedly poured into the new media center among students working on deadline. And somehow, despite the noise, I was able to finish this story on time. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.